Hello, Mark. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Awesome. Thanks very much for having me, Alice. Very excited to chat to you this morning.
Great. Well, let's dive straight in. I'd love to hear a bit about your background. How did you get into photography?
Yeah, sure. So I'm completely self-taught. I haven't taken any formal study or anything like that. It's all been driven, I guess, from my own passion. I've done a heap of reading, a heap of Googling. I've done a lot of just practicing, obviously, just, you know, seeing what happens, trial and error, those sort of things. Before I sort of took photography seriously, I guess I used to go out and take snapshots on my camera like everyone else would. And I used to use the camera on fully automatic settings. And then as I started to enjoy it more and more, there was a time where I had some surgery and I was stuck in bed for a couple of months. So during that time, I decided I'd sort of read the manual from start to finish, you know, three or four times and figure out what did what and how I could use the camera to sort of be more in control of what I wanted rather than camera controlling me. And at that time, yeah, I sort of lay in bed and I just pretty much practice, and I read a lot of information on various forums and went from there. So I guess, yeah, it's all just been from love for photography and also just from wanting to learn how to do new things and try different things out, I guess, yeah.
You're exhibiting a series called Beautiful Solitude at Head On Photo Festival currently. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I guess in terms of an overall description of the series itself, it's really that when I started shooting these little scenes that I could see in everyday, day-to-day life, I was sort of getting an idea of the beautiful nature of ordinary, mundane environments that existed all around us. And these sort of environments aren't, you know, you don't need to travel to the other side of the world to go to Hawaii or go anywhere classically beautiful to find them. You'll find them around the corner, or you'll find them on the way to the shops, those sort of things. And I guess it was really a way of trying to communicate with people that in everyone's day-to-day life, I guess they're very busy and they're caught up in their little bubble of existence, and they may not be able to appreciate these sort of scenes that I find amazing in everyday life. So it was really about suggesting that if people are able to find a bit of physical and emotional space and sit with a given area or environment, they might be able to sort of pick up the scenes that I'm trying to convey to people. So that's really where the series came from. And yeah, it's up on the moment at Head On Photo Festival in Sydney.
And the title, Beautiful Solitude, sounds very meditative.
Of course, yes, it does.
As a photographer, you obviously need to stay still long enough to be able to really observe what's happening around you. Do you see any similarities between photography and meditation?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I guess I've probably been doing meditation maybe for about 4 or 5 years, and I just find that if you can find the time to meditate, which obviously is a challenge in itself, but if I find the time to meditate, then it just enables me to have a much better flow or a smoother rhythm to my day. And I find when I do that opportunities when I'm out shooting present themselves a lot more easily. And it's like if I'm walking along a given street, or I've decided to go to a given suburb to do some photography, and all of a sudden I'm drawn or pulled to head down a given and another side street, or walk down an alleyway, or walk into a building, that this incredible scene all of a sudden presents itself around the corner, and it just seems to be gives you a bit of synchronicity in terms of what you're doing. I guess I have a classic example when I was in New York shooting a few years ago, and I've been, you know, doing meditation every day before I went out, did my street photography, and there was a certain shot that I wanted to take that I'd sort of thought about looking through a train window when I was outside a train with someone on the other side, and just really sort of atmospheric scene. And I was really busy one day. I've been shooting for like 7 or 8 hours, and I got off the train and all of a sudden that shot popped into my head. I'm like, oh, I hadn't tried to tackle that shot yet. I'm like, well, I wonder if there might be an opportunity coming up on the next train. And absolutely, honestly, this next train pulled up And I had maybe 5 or 10 seconds to take two shots, and that was it. Got down on one knee and took this shot, which was probably one of my absolute favorite images from that whole series, of this small child with these beautiful bright red glasses looking out the window towards me. And it was a very serendipitous moment, I suppose. So yeah, I guess that's sort of an example of the sort of things that I hope follows on from bringing that aspect into my photography.
Looking at these, looking at the images from Beautiful Solitude, for me, there's definitely a bleakness to some of the images, and there's also humour. Is any of that going through your head or your heart when you find one of these images? Or
yeah, I guess sometimes there's an absolute consciousness that I've stumbled across a scene, and I'm like, wow, that's exactly what you're talking about. Like there's balloons hanging off a construction sign on one of my images in that series, for example. And that is a classic example of that sort of thing playing out, and I'm very conscious of it. And then other scenes, it's just like, there's an example of a stop sign in there that is in a car park that's empty. I guess it's not so much the humor, but it's more the human element in the shot that I'm trying to capture. And it may not be completely obvious to me explicitly, like those funny scenes that we were talking about before, but it may just be that I'm seeing a scene and I myself are subconsciously feeling the human element in the scene as I'm shooting, and then later on I get the image back, I'm like, yes, that's the sort of thing that I was trying to convey. And then someone will see the image and they're like, I'm not sure why this is talking to me, but they can appreciate the fact that they can feel the people that were there prior to the scene, or the people that are going to be there long, not too long after the photo was taken. So yeah, I guess trying to capture the feeling of people without the person being explicitly shown in the frame are the sort of things that I'm trying to do. But yeah, you're right in terms of the humour as well.
Beautiful. And is there a knack to noticing and appreciating what's around you?
I guess for me, it's... yeah, it comes from just being out a lot and walking around on the street, and not necessarily going to a given spot, but maybe just wandering around, and you'll as you start to see the scenes more and more, they tend to present themselves more and more, is how I've found. So it's more a case of, right, now that my eyes have been aware and open to these sort of scenes, I tend to see them more and more. I guess it's like when you buy a certain car and then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere on the road. So it's just, I guess, waking your imagination up to the possibilities that are out there.
Absolutely. And for personal projects, you often use film rather than digital. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So I tend to shoot a mixture of 35mm and medium format film. So for your listeners, obviously, who aren't photographers, 35mm is your standard old cartridge film with sort of 36 images on it. And then medium format film is a roll film. And you only get about 10 to 12 shots on that, depending on what camera you put it in. And I guess for me, the reason that I choose to shoot it is that it allows me to focus more on the scene that I'm shooting. So it allows me to be more present and in the scene and enjoying what I'm doing, rather than sort of shooting and looking at my camera and shooting and looking at my camera. And it also forces me to be more mindful and intent about what I'm actually trying to shoot, because obviously you can't check what you've shot. So you tend to shoot a lot slower and you tend to experience where you are a lot stronger for me. I guess aside from that, you also have the tangibility of having a physical negative, which may sound a little bit strange, but for me is actually quite important. It's part of the process of the whole experience of shooting film, is to, you know, shoot the negative and get it developed, get it back, and be able to hold the image in your hand rather than a digital file. And another thing that I found really enjoyable about shooting film is that the whole slowness of the process. Like I'll shoot an image or I'll shoot a whole series of images and I might not get to see them for 3 or 4 weeks after I've shot them. And I've often, been shooting a lot in that time frame, I've often forgot a lot of the things that I've shot. So literally when I get those images back and I look at them on my screen for the first time, it's honestly like being a child at Christmas. So it's just a beautiful experience, so that delayed gratification aspect to it as well. So yeah, I guess, one of the other points I was going to mention is that one thing I've found a lot more since I've been shooting film is that it allows me to appreciate the colors that you get back in the images. There's just a thing, feeling and a warmth to the colours that you seem to get that isn't, you're unable to replicate so much on digital. So it's also given me appreciation of colours in real life and going out to shoot colours. And I think if you look at my work, you'll see, you know, colours tend to be a bit of a feature of the things that I shoot.
Wonderful. It's been a long time since I held a real photograph in my hand. And has lockdown impacted the way you see things or the kind of pictures you're taking or you want to take at the moment?
Yeah, interesting question. I thought a little bit about that this morning. I think for me, as probably with everyone, the lockdown has just really been frustrating because it's obviously hemmed me in and not enabled me to be out on the street. But I think it has allowed me to focus a little bit more on projects that might have been sitting to the side. Like there's a book that I want to work on. And it's also allowed me to focus more on putting a bit of time into, I guess, marketing the whole exhibition up at Pet On. But in terms of my approach to photography, I don't think it will have changed. I would have loved to have spent more time out actually shooting, obviously, because the sort of scenes that I enjoy shooting in the sort of Beautiful Solitude series are obviously presenting themselves a lot more as they are at the moment. But, you know, in terms of having to stay inside, I guess, you know, I need to stay inside like everyone else. So, yeah, a bit of frustration going on there.
And where's the best place for people to take a look at your photographs?
Yeah, sure. So you can find my photographs on my website, so www.mark.forbes.com.au, and also my Instagram, which is @_markforbes_.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Mark. That's all we've got time for this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much, Alice. And thanks to SER. Cheers.